There is little benefit from investing in expensive plant modifications to bring NOx levels down much further than the legal limit. Most plant owners are interested in the cheapest available technology, which allows them to narrowly avoid prosecution. Shocked philanthropists reading this sell your plant to someone who will use it to make a profit and go and join Greenpeace. Where is power generation going to go? Where is power generation going to go? Where is power generation going to go? If every power source, if every transportation source in Los Angeles, if every refinery in Los Angeles were at a 1 ppm equivalent level of emissions, the city would be clean. It wouldn't be cleaner, it would be clean.
Where is power generation going to go?
Okay, it would be clean. And it would be filled with landmarks. This city could become a clean city of landmarks. And I believe that that's a vision worth pursuing. That's a vision worth pursuing. And especially if we can prove that in doing so, that it's very profitable. Because if we can prove that it's profitable, people will naturally follow. We fall on our butts. It's going to be a clean city. It's going to be a dirty city with one landmark. You know what I mean? There's no regulation, there's no law, there's no government anything that can make this happen. It's something that we are trying to take a leadership role in the clean city of landmarks. We are now at the point where there is no longer, at least technically, any reason to pollute at all. There is no reason to pollute at all.
Where is power generation going to go?
Where is power generation going to go? Where is power generation going to go? Where is
power generation going to go?
If the question is, where is power generation going to go, it has to be put in the backdrop of the traditional struggle between the consumer and industry, the traditional struggle between the environment and industry, and the traditional struggle for access to the media by people who are less powerful against access to the media by those who dominate advertising. What that means, because of the lack of media access, that it is likely to be longer before people or organizations are able to respond to the advance of companies that do not have their actual self-interest at heart. So I think that we're in for a period of time of some fairly brutal facts in the marketplace and some fairly brutal attempts to enrich various companies at the expense of us plain folks here in L.A.
Private selfish interests are always trying to corrupt the government in this way. Powerful financial groups are always trying to get favors for themselves.
I don't know how many of you get Power Plant Technology Operations and Maintenance magazine. I know it's sent to all everybody in the organization. But in there was a front page article in which it was stated, there is little benefit from investing in expensive plant modifications to bring NOx levels down much further than the legal limit. Most plant owners are interested in the cheapest available technology, which allows them to narrowly avoid prosecution. Shocked philanthropists reading this sell your plant to someone who will use it to make a profit and go and join Greenpeace. No one responded to that statement. No one. And I would suggest that is so far below the line. When somebody's absolutely crystal clear, we call it the Menendez line. You know, I killed her because she was crawling away, right? Well, this is way under the Menendez line, and we are one of the few industries that is given a gun and said, you're allowed to kill a few people or hurt a few people. And we have a tremendous responsibility. We really do. I know that you don't make the decisions for your companies. Many of you, some of you do, of course, but many of you do not. So maybe all you can do is stand up and say something in a meeting or do a memo or do something. But by God, you have an obligation to do that. And failure to do that is wrong. I mean, I'm sorry, it's just wrong. This has been the source of many of the conflicts we've had with some of the companies in the room and other companies in our business, because we can't just stand by on the mantle of somebody else making a few bucks and let them go out and hurt people intentionally. We just can't do that. I'm sorry. I can't do that. I can't do that. And I'm sorry for the people that I've upset, and I'm sorry for the people that I've hurt in the process. But that's what I had to do. That's what I had to do. And I hope that responding to these blatant attempts to demonize our industry and demonize it from the inside, to have it be a demon, we must resist those, and I hope that you choose to do that the next opportunity that you have. So anyway, those are my prepared remarks. If there's any questions, I'm happy to respond.